Poslední české zpravodajské vysílání ráno v historii 66. leté historie české redakce BBC je u konce. Za všechny, kdo připravili nejen toto, ale...
A presenter on the BBC's Czech service announcing the end of the station's current affairs broadcasts on Friday. Newscasts are to continue until the end of January, when the Czech service, which has been on the air for 66 years, will fall silent. Earlier this year, the BBC World Service announced sweeping changes to its programming, axing 10 of its language services, mostly in Central and Eastern Europe, in order to redirect funds to the Arab world. The news has come as an unpleasant surprise to many devoted listeners, and worse still, there are now fears that the BBC's World Service in English may have to go off the air as well. The BBC has a license to broadcast on FM in the Czech Republic until 2012, but that license was granted on condition that the station would broadcast some programs in Czech. Václav Žák, a member of the Radio and Television Council, confirmed earlier today that the future of the BBC in the Czech Republic is uncertain.
Well, you know, Czech law is very explicit, so it is highly improbable that the Czech Council could grant such a change in license. So I think that we'll have to be new negotiations, and we must solve the situation somehow. There are several possibilities. The first possibility is to move BBC English Broadcasting into digital network, so it will be available for listeners. But only on digital technology, or they may ask for a new license for Prague, because the substantial number of listeners is concentrated in Prague. But I don't think that it's very probable that the BBC could keep their present network of FM broadcasters.
Is there interest in retaining the BBC World Service in English?
Yes, BBC would like to keep their license without Czech broadcasting. Yes, they are very interesting to keep it. But as I said, it's very improbable that it can be granted to BBC.
What did the BBC bring to the Czech media scene?
Well, I think that they in fact fulfilled the task of the public service broadcaster. They were an excellent source of impartial and accurate informations, and so many Czech people used to listen to BBC. There were several occasions when I was at the reception of the foreign embassy, and all present people discussed the things that were in the morning broadcasting over the BBC. So they targeted several 10,000 people, but I would say that all opinion leaders, they used to listen to BBC.
How will its demise now affect the Czech media scene?
It depends on the future development. If the Czech radio would be interested, the Czech radio could try to gain the people who learn to work in BBC and to create their own broadcasting station, a new station. Czech Radio 6 broadcasts only 6 hours per day. Now, if the radio would ask for the network of the BBC, and they would have the staff of the BBC, so they could continue and to create a full 24 hours network station, it would be an excellent solution for the problem.
What do you feel were the BBC's main strengths here?
First thing is they relied on the network of 3,500 correspondents over the world. It's nothing comparable here. No Czech media is able, and I would say no media over the world is able to have such a network of correspondents. So they had accurate and precise informations all over the world. And this was a new quality, and that couldn't be substituted by any Czech media.
When do you expect a decision on the future of the English language broadcasts here in the Czech Republic? How soon can a decision be made on that?
It will take several months. They will have to ask for a new change of license. the council will discuss it, and it can take several months. I don't think that it will be very soon.
And in the meantime, will Czechs be able to listen to the BBC in English?
Yes, they will be able to listen to BBC in English.
A member of the Czech Radio and Television Council there, Václav Žák, speaking about the future of the BBC here in the Czech Republic.